It also allows us to look at climate scenarios that we know are coming, but that we haven't necessarily experienced yet. So particular combinations of really extreme drought conditions, even if it happens to be a wet period in Saskatchewan, but we're doing work on drought, or for us to look at combinations of increased humidity or increased levels of carbon dioxide. These are things that we're able to look at in some of these facilities as we move forward. So it basically allows us to future-proof our agriculture systems by looking at scenarios that are coming at us that we don't have yet.